Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Commissioner Sam Parker brings this to the agenda with no backup material, with nothing. I didn't have a clue this was coming up. As a matter of fact, when he brought it up at the meeting and we did agenda approval, I thought he was going to talk about the process. I no way thought we would actually, that this board would rig it in favor of a company that didn't win the first time. I never thought that would happen, but it did.
They rigged it, rigged it, rigged it, rigged it. I wish he would have come up with a bit of a 5 minute extra time to look into the thesaurus and come up with other words, because he did keep saying that over and over and over again yesterday. James Calkins at the county commission, as you heard David talking about this.
Commissioner Lane Lynchard basically set a process that was to ensure that it would be fair and equitable, that no company can go to three commissioners and try to lobby.
Or that one commissioner could bias the results by emphatically giving somebody the wrong or an unjustified low score, which is exactly what James Calkins. I mean, it's amazing to me. You would think there'd be some shame. Like, I explained all last week how he tried to rig the thing himself and then got angry that he wasn't able to effectively rig it. And now he's yelling at them for having unrigged his rig. It's so crazy. He talked for 10 minutes uninterrupted. Nobody interrupted him. Kerry Smith after.
You know, there was a lot of things that were said in that last commentary that were untrue. But
correct.
For us to be rigging anything, I don't see that.
So James Calkins, they were talking about, you know, they're basically what the issue was. The item was to officially create a process that would be followed in future RFQs, requests for quote, I think is what the Q stands for. Anyway, that's when you basically say, hey, we don't have a lot of defined parameters. Offer us what you think you can do to solve this problem, as opposed to an RFP, which is a much more specific process with numbers and prices and all that stuff. Anyway, the difference is important, but not so much for our conversation. In any case, Calkins says, no, I think this ought to be on the regular agenda.
Usually when the consent agenda is usually when there's nothing that it's non-controversial. It's just kind of precedent. Yeah. I mean,
I'm fine with that. We can all handle some more insults on Thursday on it being rigged and that kind of thing. So no big deal.
Well, that's where I was going. It's probably, you know, we're trying to make a grandstand out of it. So
I can tie a bowline knot for rigging you out of an abandoned well. I learned that in Boy Scouts.
I can tie a bowline knot for rigging you out of a well if that's what you need. I love how it's not even, I mean, half the time it's responding to the nonsense, and now it's just mocking the nonsense. Like, oh yeah, rigging, sure, I can tie a bowline knot and do some rigging with that. So Colton Wright asked Sabrina White if they're, you know, basically, if Commissioner Calkins has misunderstood what Lane Lynchard did, and she says, yeah, so that was incorrect. And then Calkins, you know, they go back and forth yelling about, you know, who did it. And I mean, here, you can hear it a little bit for yourself, just the squabbling.
Ms. Chairman, respectfully, nobody.
Oh, he never means respectfully. That's like, bless your heart, right? That's never what he means.
Nobody talked bad about Commissioner Lynchard. I think that he established a system and we kind of followed that.
We did not follow that.
We followed that. yes, about the matrix system was created by him. And that's the system that we followed. And it was never a problem until y'all's company didn't win. And we did follow the
Did you not hear Sabrina?
Did you stop
putting words in people's? Did you not hear what she just said? She just answered the question. We did not follow Commissioner Lynchard's direction.
She literally just explained how they didn't do the process right, the way they'd normally had done it. And it's like, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's completely untethered to the facts. Oh, I got a good text in here. Somebody says the Q and RFQ is for qualifications, not for quotes. So thank you for clarifying that for me. Anyway, back to this conversation. Here we go.
So if you follow your own process, we'd be good. But, you know, respectfully, that's what wasn't what happened. And, you know, when it comes to ethics and honesty, I will tattoo grandstand on my forehead if that's what it takes. Okay?
I'll pay for it.
Cool kid tattoo right down the road in my district.
I think it was Sam who said, I'll pay for it. And then he says, cool kid's tattoo is right down the road in my district.
I'll get
it tattooed on my forehead. And then, you know, they basically try to explain that what Lane Lynch was trying to do was avoid the problem of one commissioner throwing off the process, which is exactly what, you know, Calkins tried to do and was angry that he got caught doing it.
I find it funny.
This is Kerry Smith.
That we're saying that we're throwing these accusations, and especially we're throwing these accusations across the board, that the fix is in. And it's not a healthy spot for this board to be in. And I'm going to point out that it's one player that's doing this.
Over and over again.
There's no fix. I've never known any of these organizations because I'm very new. Commissioner Eddington and I both are very new to this, 8 months in. There's no fix.
We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm loving this. We're not showing any accidents right now. Bell Lane, Sterling Way, Cyanamon Road, and Mulata Road, Milton, all clear right now. Caroline clear also. Stewart Street checking in without delays. If you have traffic tips, text him in 437-1620. Have News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to the the ongoing nonsense that is created at the Santa Rosa County Commission by Commissioner James Calkins. Commissioner Parker's trying to explain, you know, how Caldwell got contacted. He said it was him after he found out that three commissioners voted for them, number one, to get the dispatch center, and then but they didn't win. So, you know, just talking with them. And so here we go. This is my favorite part of the meeting, but you'll hear.
I called Caldwell, and I informed him. Hey, you know what? We veered away from the system where we tiered it. Three commissioners. Three. So you want to say we rigged it? I mean, hey, let's go ahead. We rigged it because one of those three was Commissioner Eddington. There's your buddy, too. So you might as well go ahead and point the fingers at all four of us. Okay? And so, no.
Eddington did not vote for.
Please don't interrupt.
You can't say he rigged it because he.
Oh, my God.
Commissioner Calkins. No one interrupted you on your long diatribe of half-truths, so let him finish.
That is a completely accurate statement, and it was 10 minutes uninterrupted. 10 minutes uninterrupted, and he can't keep his mouth shut while somebody else is talking.
I told staff to put it on that Monday agenda, but I wasn't here, and so staff made a judgment call that I fully support that said, hey, you're not going to be here Monday again. It takes a commissioner to bring it up, so I brought it up Thursday. There was nothing new to it or whatever. So, listen, that's how it happened. I did it. You can get up here. I'd be glad to go pay for your tattoo that says grandstand on your forehead, okay? Because I know you won't be a man of your word because you just said that if that's what it takes, and I said it would.
That would be the best video ever. Sam Parker laying out money at the tattoo shop for James Calkins to get a tattoo on his forehead that says grandstander.
I'll chip in.
Yeah, I think the GoFundMe would easily suffice.
Here's the thing. You can get up here and you can try to burn down the institution to make yourself look good because you're so worried about getting reelected next year.
Fair.
It's ridiculous. I've been here for 7 years, and guess what? Our board makes mistakes. We're an imperfect system. okay? But we're trying to work forward to making it better, and then you want to turn it into this run Carrie down, run Colton down, run me down, whatever, okay? That's fine. You're James. You're almighty, okay? But let's move on.
6:20 here on News Radio 92.3. We will move on for the moment. There's another meeting on Thursday. We'll talk to the Santa Rosa County Administrator coming up here in about 15 minutes. And just, you know, I never liked soap operas growing up. I never got into soap operas. I would every once in a while, we watch like primetime soaps sometimes, you know, like I think when I was a kid, I watched Dallas and then we watched Desperate Housewives. And, you know, some of these shows that are soaps are, you know, somewhat entertaining. They don't feel. But then I discovered there's real life soap operas. Oh, man. 6:21 on News Radio 92.3. And it's my job to cover them. Isn't that bizarre? I'm Andrew McKay.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Resetting your password. Unsubscribing from emails. Printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen, little girl, you just go on and mind your own beeswax, huh?
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Austell USA is expanding, or at least they're thinking about an expansion. They've gotten some pretty significant contracts recently, and they want to convert some traffic patterns around some island land that they bought over there near their current facility in Mobile. The shipbuilder's requesting a change to the plans for Pinto Island to allow the construction of four additional ship assembly bays in the area south of their current operations. This is according to Channel 15 WPMI, WAR's Sinclair affiliate, the sister station. So they purchased two parcels of land from Epic Alabama Maritime Assets on Pinto Island at the end of March, And they, of course, they opened their steel ship construction line, which is going to produce the Navy towing, salvage, and rescue ships, the TATS. They're also awarded a $3.5 billion contract for up to 11 offshore patrol cutters for the U.S. Coast Guard and the Auxiliary Floating Dry Dock, ADFM, or AFDM, also for the Navy. So they didn't comment on the story, but Austal is looks like they are expanding significantly over there in Mobile. 625 News Radio, which is good for us, right? Because it's close to us, it's economic activity, it's people, it's jobs potentially for people from Pensacola. It's just, you know, we don't talk a lot about Baldwin County. We don't talk a lot about Mobile County. But, you know, they are much more connected to us. Really, our, you know, our political alignment, of course, is with, you know, Miami and Tallahassee and Orlando. But our economic alignment is much more tightly connected to Mobile than we typically talk about very much. David, we'll get to you in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays at this time. Certainly use caution wherever you are. As you know, this is brought to you by New South Windows Solution. 98 clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. 3 Mile Bridge, the General Chappie James Bridge, that is. Not showing any delays either. Traffic tips again, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden is in Arizona today, part of a swing through three western states. He's expected to speak about climate and conservation issues. Reportedly, that'll include designating 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon as a new national monument to protect the area from uranium mining. Tyson Foods shutting down 4 U.S. chicken plants. The company says it's been hurt by falling chicken and pork prices, as well as a reduced demand for beef. And
I stopped listening right after you said they've been hurt by falling chicken.
Right?
In my head. You know, it's WKRP anyway.
You're seeing the turkey drop. Yeah, I understand that. And then there was one, Andrew. New Jersey, now the only state in the U.S. where drivers cannot pump their own gas. Lawmakers in Oregon voted to end the ban on self-serve gas. Their governor signed off on it. Gas stations across New Jersey have pushed for lawmakers to lift the ban. That's been in effect there since 1949.
I am still amazed, dumbfounded by the fact that Oregon finally went unsocialist on the gas pump attendant. I lived there, and it was the most amazing thing. I never lived anywhere in the entire country or traveled anywhere where you had gas lines like the 1970s every single day at every station in Oregon, because you had to wait for an attendant to come run your credit card and then give it back to you and then put the gas in and pull the that was it. You weren't allowed to pump your own gas. It was like a $500 fine for you and a $5,000 fine for the gas station. It's crazy to preserve the low-paying jobs that nobody wanted to do, which is why you're always waiting, because they couldn't hire a lot of people. Anyway, yeah, so they finally did away with it. The People's Republic of Oregon finally did away with the socialist initiative. It's amazing. David, thanks so much for the update. 628 News Radio 92.3. Oh, the Longleaf Bridge. They're having a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 8 a.m. I went yesterday. Oh, it is funny, too. I put the video up on our Facebook page. So when you're going west on Diamond Dairy and going around Wedgwood and all that,
right,
there's one sign where it says, you know, road closed. And mm-hmm. I went past that because, you know, or local traffic only, I think,
sure,
is what the first sign says. And then you get on to, let's see, where was the second one? Yeah, you get going on to Longleaf, not quite to Eager Beaver, and you're going direct down the hill, and there's another sign that says, you know, road closed ahead. And you can see the construction traffic. I mean, they had 12 or 15, you know, big yellow vehicles playing Tonka dirt all over the area. So I drove past that one, too, because I knew I'm here for news. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this bridge and see how close we are to opening it tomorrow. And I drove up, not real close, but I stayed a good distance away, and I'm just shooting some video and talking about, man, I don't know. It looks like there's a fair amount of work. It looks like, you know, it could be more than just wet. And by the way, this is 2.5 months in. They're a day ahead of schedule if they hit it tomorrow. That's really good, even if they're a little late. 2.5 months right to rebuild this bridge is impressive, okay? So I'm not trying to talk dirt about them. I'm just saying it looked to me like it wouldn't be ready. It might be ready soon. It might be Friday. It might be Monday. But it didn't look to me like it was going to be ready on Wednesday. But I could be wrong. Okay, the flurry of activity, they could get it ready to go. What cracked me up, is I'm sitting there out of my car with my phone recording video, and his blue car drives past me like a LTD, drives past me going to the bridge. And I figure, oh, it's probably one of the people who works there, a supervisor,
right,
something like that. Oh, no, he gets halfway across the bridge, and one of the workers walks up to him, and he stops, and he opens the door, and they're talking, and then a big loader gets in front of him and basically backs him up all the way back to the entrance of the bridge, and he has to make a reverse three-point turn and pull out. And then, and so he drives away in shame, like he had to drive past two road close signals, things to get there. And then the funniest part is the worker drags a big road close sign back across the front of the bridge. Like, in case you didn't see the first two,
hello,
here's a third one. It always makes me laugh about my cop friends who say, you know, they're parked in front of the street. Is this street closed? Yes! That's why the cop car's here.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. At least two people are dead after severe storms rocked the East Coast. More than 50 million Americans were placed under tornado and thunderstorm watches from Tennessee to New Jersey. More than 1 million people lost power. Emotional testimony from the families of the 13 American service members killed in the Afghanistan withdrawal. Christy Shamblin is the mother-in-law of Marine Sergeant Nicole G.
I can't even begin to piece together the words that would convey to you the devastation that her murder has brought to our family.
A DOG spokesman told Fox they express their deepest condolences to the families. Ohio voters are set to vote today on an amendment that would make it more difficult to change the state's constitution, requiring a 60% majority instead of a simple majority for ballot initiatives. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 6:31, News Radio 92.3, 84 degrees. In Pensacola, another dangerously hot day on tap. The National Weather Service with an excessive heat warning in effect for Northwest Florida again today. Heat index values up to 115 expected. That, of course, could cause heat illness. The National Weather Service advising making sure you're staying hydrated, drinking lots of fluids, and staying inside if possible. The investigation continuing after a shooting on Mobile Highway and Charbard Drive yesterday afternoon. The sheriff's office says five people were arguing behind a building when shots rang out. Four people fled the scene in a car. One remained at the scene. Right now, no reports of injuries. There was some property damage. Santa Rosa County leaders moving forward with a plan to repurpose a former drug house in Gulf Breeze. They want to turn it into an affordable housing unit.
We would work with the different potential folks that would do that, such as, you know, Habitat for Humanity. There's been a couple other that have reached out in the past. And then we would utilize that piece of property to build an affordable housing unit on.
That is Assistant County Administrator Brad Baker, who says the Board of Commissioners will vote on the plan on Thursday. The property at 5912 Congress Street was seized by the Sheriff's Office in February after 32-year-old Damian Cleish was arrested on drug trafficking charges. The Attorney General's Office will waive contraband forfeiture fees if that property is committed to affordable housing opportunities. Well, back to school is this week. Actually, this Thursday is when school's back in session. The race is on for Escambia County to fully staff all of their bus routes.
We figured out a way that we can get those 12 vacant routes covered for the first day, but we really, really need at least 12 people. We really would be happier with 20 or 30, but we would be squared up on the day one if we had 12 more.
That is District Transportation Director Darlene Hart, who says in order to get by, route managers, mechanics, even food service employees with the school district are going to be stepping in as bus drivers. Speaking of driving, if you're driving through Century, you might see some delays on North Century Boulevard. Traffic there being shifted into one lane each for north and southbound traffic from Hattie's to East Cottage. Part of that $4.7 million Highway 29 project that's going on right now. FDOT crews are working on drainage improvements around that area right now. The complete project also including traffic lights, pavement markings, driveways, curb ramps, and sidewalks. Construction expected to last all the way through next January. And a South Florida couple now facing charges related to the January 6th riot. Court documents released yesterday show Monroe County's Brian and Tanya Bishop were arrested on charges, including assaulting police officers with a deadly weapon. Tanya charged with disorderly conduct in the Capitol. The Miami Herald reports that the two are due in court today in Key West. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
And aside from road improvements and construction, that's the only thing that I'm seeing this morning. No accidents so far. 98 clear from Navarre to Pensacola. I mentioned that just a little earlier. Taking a look downtown, Chase, Gregory, Garden, and Palafox all checking in clear. If you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be another hot and humid day today. Heat advisory in effect. Temperatures near 96 degrees for your high, feeling more like the triple digits. 50% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Staying warm as we go into Wednesday with a high near 95. 30% chance of a stray shower. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 84 in Pensacola. Cola with the heat index sitting at 101. It's 85 in Gulf Breeze and 84 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Workers at the nation's largest shipping company never ended up going on strike as the two sides negotiated a new labor contract. But still, that process was enough to hurt the bottom line at UPS. It just released its quarterly report this morning, and it reported worse than expected revenue. UPS also cut its guidance for the full year. Imagine this. It's October. Your favorite baseball team is in the playoffs, and you're watching the game on Max? Yeah, the streaming service formerly known as HBO Max wants to launch a live sports tier of its service by early October. It plans to simulcast games from MLB, the NBA, the NHL, plus college games like March Madness. Max would follow some of its streaming rivals into live sports, like Amazon's Prime Video and Comcast's Peacock. On Wall Street, futures are lower after stocks finished yesterday with solid gains. The S&P 500 ended a four-day losing streak, adding nearly 1%. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, a Pensacola Beach-based band, Sandy Roots, dance the night away to your favorite rock, reggae, and funk favorites. It's Bands on the Beach with Sandy Roots this Tuesday night at 7.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Every single person in the known universe does something at that moment that to like move their hands gently in physical alignment with the sound of the slide whistle or whatever.
It's not a slide whistle. He's bending. I'll show you how to bend later.
Yeah, I wish.
You're not bending right.
Fine. Joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Here's the interesting thing. You know, you have drama in your meetings, and then you have business in your meetings. And usually the business is very smooth and fairly straightforward and important, and then you have the drama. So let's talk about the business, because that's actually very important. One item, recently y'all closed on the 500 acres in Navarre of conservation land, right?
That's correct. We were very happy to get that project deal closed, and now Santa Rosa County owns 500 plus acres in the Navarre area that will remain conservation forever.
And for people who might not have been familiar with this project and process, which I believe goes back to Dave Peach, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, was the one who kind of began all of this. But the idea there is to keep it not pristine exactly, but as close as possible with light human involvement, you know, walking trails, maybe kayak launches and things like that, but nothing more invasive than that. Is that basically right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. That's just a fantastic resource for the county. One of the other items y'all are going to vote on, finalizing on Thursday, I think, is the work to be done at Five Points, one end of Woodbine, and then at Highway 90, the other end of Woodbine, to change some of the configuration of the like turn lanes to facilitate a little bit smoother flow of traffic. The one at 90 is a fairly significant restructure, right?
Yes, we're that will be a pretty good size project where there'll actually be a continuous right turn lane that merges into Highway 90 going west. So that's the design that we hope will keep the traffic moving at that intersection.
And that's going to be if I remember correctly, because right now it's a two-lane turn, but one of those, and then there's a left turn, but one of those, the one right turn, you can also turn left. It's like a fountain sprout, if I remember correctly. But this is going to be two lanes dedicated, no stopping right turn. Is that right?
Well, there'll be one lane that's no stopping.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
For sure, yeah.
And then the other lane will, what will the other lane be?
Well, they'll feed into 90 like it currently does, but the primary focus is to have one lane that there's no stopping, and there'll be some extension of that merge lane that's on Highway 90 going west so that traffic can smoothly merge into the Highway 90 traffic.
And I'm also assuming, I don't remember looking at the plans, but will the expansion going south so that there's more of the problem is if people get backed up from the light, then it doesn't matter if you've got a dedicated turn lane if nobody can get to it. Is that going to be expanded also back up to the north?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we have enough right of way. We're going to expand those lanes back to the north. Yes.
Very good. Well, I know the people who live in that area. It's not a full widening of Woodbine, but it's a something, you know, and it's a step. It's a first of many steps in a long process. You guys are also doing some work on West Spencerfield Road over there by Naval Outlying Field Spencer, right?
Yes, we have on this agenda to finalize an agreement to put in traffic signals and remove the speed bumps that are there at West Spencerfield and North Spencerfield and improve that intersection as well.
say that middle part again. Say the part that everybody's like, hallelujah. Say it again.
Remove the speed bump.
Oh, yes, brother. All the speed bumps on West Benchfield Road are going to go away. And it's what? It's going to be a light at the northwest corner, which is like the Benny Russell Park, North Benchfield Road. And then you're also going to do something at the southwest corner, too, at the Giddens Lane. Is that right?
We are. We're looking at trying to improve that intersection. That one's still under study to determine the best way to improve that intersection. But those two are critical in moving the traffic, you know, north and south, actually, on West Spencerfield Road. So that one we have not developed the complete design yet, but we are working in that one. At the same time, we're moving forward with the one at North and West Spencerfield Road.
Oh, wonderful. And again, the speed bumps are going to go away, which is kind of interesting because, as I recall, again, you correct me if I'm wrong, but those speed bumps were a mistake of sorts. They were supposed to be like speed tables, and they wound up being these really obnoxious humps or bumps. Kind of, you know, while Sam was out of town, it's his district, the wrong kind got installed originally. Do I have that right? I'm going on memory here, but do I remember that correctly?
I believe that is correct. That was a little bit before I came into this position, but
yeah.
But Mr. Parker has made it well known he's not happy with them, and so we're excited to get them removed.
Ain't nobody happy with those speed bumps, that's for sure. One of the cool things, oh, actually, hang on for just a second. I'm going to get a quick traffic report. We're talking to Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook. Let's get Canyon here with Traffic on the Fives.
Okay, not showing any accidents right now. This report brought to you by FDOT. You can find traffic info during hurricane season. If you're prepared, keep FL511.com in your emergency toolkit to see helpful traffic info before and after a storm. That's a message from FDOT. And taking a look around again, no slowdowns. It looks like 29 accident-free, not showing any problems on I-10, I-110. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Devan Cook, the Santa Rosa County Administrator. You guys worked out kind of an interesting deal with the sheriff's office and with Attorney General Ashley Moody for a piece of property. Is that right?
Correct. The sheriff's office confiscated a known drug area on Congress Street in Navarre. It's a lot there. And Ashley Moody has agreed to waive any fees or costs that normally would have been incurred in a confiscation like that if we will agree to put some type of affordable housing or workplace housing there on that lot. So we're formalizing that agreement. And then, of course, as time goes on, we'll determine how that's going to work if we work with an organization to hopefully put some kind of a house there that can be used for affordable workplace housing.
Yeah, so is it, I mean, I don't know the size of the lot. Are we talking just a single home? Are we talking about a duplex, a quad, townhomes, an apartment? Like, I have no idea.
It's probably going to be a single home.
Okay.
I don't believe the lot's large enough to accommodate anything else, but it would be a single home.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Anything else that we need to know about? I won't ask you about all the drama because that's not your responsibility, not exactly. But anything else that people need to know about this morning, Devan, for the meeting on Thursday?
I think those are the highlights.
Outstanding. Well, even though sometimes the chaos gets the attention, the functioning of the county is still going very, very, very well, and we always appreciate that. Devan Cook, he's the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, thanks as always for the time, what you do to serve the county. I super appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.
You too. 648 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, you know you hear me talking about Frontier Motors all the time. Dave Ramsey talks about them all the time. Selection, price, service, follow through, all of that. But instead of just thinking, well, you know, hey, there's these two guys on the radio who talk about it, I say look around. And by look around, I mean look around when you're driving and pay attention to the bumper stickers and the license plate frames. Because what you'll find, I know because I've tried it, is when you first start looking, you see one or two. And then after a couple of days, it seems like there's a fair number. And then if you do it for maybe 5 or 6 days, like eventually you feel like, did every car come from Frontier? I mean, it's not, obviously, but there's so many. And the reason I say that is because those are referrals or recommendations also. Those are neighbors, coworkers, friends, other fellow residents who went to Frontier, bought a car, and decided that they had a good enough experience that they were going to keep that on their car afterwards. And that's the point, is Frontier has such a good reputation in the community for taking care of people, giving them good quality vehicles that they go back again and again, that they really do. They're like a service to the community. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Friday morning at 10:30, join Santa Rosa Animal Services on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every life is precious and that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back, adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. That's Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
National average for a gallon of gas, 382 and holding steady. Florida down just a couple of pennies at 380. I wouldn't celebrate, really. 331 in Mississippi, 507 in California, 353 east in, at the Walmart in Navarre, 347 west at the other Walmart in Navarre. Foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 344 in Gulf Breeze proper. 359 is your best price. Good luck. If you're in Milton, 346 at the CEFCO, same at the P Bridge Murphy, 357 or 9 through Pace. On to 9 Mile in Pensacola. Let's see the, give me the price. It won't give me the price. Okay, so gas buddies are not working that well this morning. 346 on US 29 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart. And then coming in from the southwest side, best price. Well, it's a bit of an outlier. You got to get to it. But the Happy Shopper on W has 328 and the Superstop has 325. 653 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Crews are now working to restore power in some parts of the eastern U.S. after severe storms hit the area Monday. At least two people were killed. More than a million people lost power at the height of the outages. Consumer credit was up for June, bolstered by larger car loans, even as Americans were cutting back on credit card spending. According to the latest data from the Federal Reserve, total credit rose by $18 billion, putting the amount of consumer credit at just under $5 trillion. And a Russian informant has been detained in Ukraine after an alleged plot to assassinate Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
A woman who was living in Ukraine was tracking his details, trying to figure out where he would be during a visit to a frontline area so that she could pass this information to Russia so that Russia could carry out an airstrike.
And that is NBC's chief foreign correspondent, Richard Engel. He says the woman has not been identified publicly, but Ukraine's security service says she was told by Russian handlers to identify Ukrainian strategic assets.
All right,
Dave. Part of the country.
Yeah, wow. Thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. You can always text me about anything. Got a lot of reports about this flashing light at Mobile and Blue Angel. I know Candy's going to talk about that coming up in a second. Please be careful. Always be safe. Always be safe. Somebody says Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office has cleaned up that neighborhood that Devan was talking about a lot, but still has a lot more that needs to go. That area had a big problem with drugs lately, and unfortunately, and that's right beside where the new high school is being built on Highway 90, so that's an extra concern. Somebody else said... And we're talking about the Jeff Burgosh texts a little bit earlier this morning with the replay of the interview with Jonathan Owens. And one of the things that came out yesterday is on Channel 3, Jeff Burgosh said that he talks with his brother, Judge Gary Burgosh, about legal things and that's, you know, privileged conversation, you know, attorney-client privilege or whatever. And the question was asked, so if he talks to his brother about something that has to do with legal matters related to county business, is that privileged? I was like, I don't really know the answer to that exactly. If he's advising him on a legal matter for his own personal stuff, certainly that's neither county business and it would seem to me to be privileged communications. But if it's, you know, legal opinions about something going on in the county, I just don't know. You know, I don't know. And who decides that? I think ultimately Allison Rogers, the county attorney, would be the one to decide that. And it would have to be a record. Like, it wouldn't be a phone conversation. It would have to be a text record or an email, you know, because conversations are not records. There's no record of it. The call log would be a record, but the conversation itself would not be a record. And if there's disagreement with her judgment about this, I suppose you could take it to the state attorney or to the ethics board or something like that. But I think it's all a little bit, it's an interesting conversation. For example, like, you could imagine that maybe before Jeff published the blog in which he raised public awareness and disclosed the public existence of the letters from the funeral home directors. You know, I believe that he wrote that blog very much with a legal defense in awareness that he, you know, if he doesn't publish the blog properly, if he doesn't say the right things in the blog, he could get, you know, charged with libel. I would not be surprised if he gets drawn into the libel suit. But it seemed to me like that was a blog very carefully written with a legal defense in mind. And it's not a big stretch to imagine that he might have asked his brother about that. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, it's possible. And would that be a privileged conversation? Well, that would certainly be the kind of disclosure that the legal team for Deanna Olesky would very much like to have. You know, this kind of premeditated thinking about the legal consequences and ramifications. But I don't know whether that would constitute a public record or not. I mean, frankly, I don't know. So I'd have to, it's above my legal knowledge base. There are certainly things that are not public records. There are certainly things that are public records on your private phone. And that would be one where I'm like, I don't really know the answer to that. 657, Candy's got traffic for you.
And as Andrew mentioned, Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway showing an accident, or not an accident, I'm sorry, the light is flashing this morning at that intersection at Blue Angel and Mobile Highway. Now, yellow for Blue Angel, red for Mobile Highway. That means Blue Angel has right-of-way, but as Andrew also mentioned, better be safe than be correct, you know. So certainly be careful at that intersection. Hopefully they'll get that fixed soon. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and very slow around that area for that light.
Well, and you know, we say the be safe versus be right, but it's also the problem is that if you slow down and take too much caution, that creates a problem too.
I know.
You know, it's no win. Okay, it's no win on the flashing yellow because you want to facilitate traffic so as not to get rear-ended, and you want to be cautious so as to not get T-boned.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, both are a concern. They really are. 437. Yeah, just you know, as I told my son, I said it. You know, do whatever it takes to stay alive and avoid a wreck. That's the most important part. Everything else we can hash out after the fact, but that is the most important part when you're driving, trying to drive safely. All right, 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Tuesday morning future news.
Future news, when we talk about what's going to happen before it happens. I have not filed the public records request, but will I get the texts from the county?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Because they know they're already out there. And right, if they don't disclose them, then that's a state attorney's issue. Will Don Molinaro's job come up in the conversation tonight at the Milton City Council meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, Alex, the city attorney always gives a report, so I'm sure it will come up. Do you think she gets terminated tonight?
I don't think so.
Man,
I think it's
either going to be a 5-4. I don't know if Jason Vance is going to hold the line anymore. And Gavin Hawthorne, I think, is probably going to vote to keep her. But we'll see. I mean, I don't know either. I would love to tell you a few tunes on that one. I just don't know either. So anyway, we'll be back in just a minute with DeSantis' interview on NBC last night.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.